All right, I appreciate you here, and this is Phil, and you'll forgive me if I'm resting my throat a little bit. If I sound a little under volume, is that the word, or low volume? I'm trying to rest my voice for a couple of reasons. I've strained it a bit doing some stuff, doing some work yesterday. And I have a big session coming up on today, a big one, a couple hours doing some stuff. So I'm kind of just kind of keeping things at this tone here, you know. And I, you know, maybe that's good. Maybe sometimes I just sort of kind of whisper everything. No, whispering's bad, actually. You don't want to push a lot of air across your vocal cords. You want to vibrate them, but you don't want to do this. Whispering is the worst thing you can do if you have like laryngitis. That's a little pro tip for you guys who may not know that. And I got this from a voice coach once who said to me, if you have laryngitis, go ahead and just talk as sharply as you can. Get the word out, because if you got a job to do, man, you got a job to do. Okay, so today is the 9th of January. Awesome time Friday night on that Zoom chat. Thanks to Jeff Baker, man, for organizing that. That was so bitching. I'm going to mention it to the regular audience when we get up and running here. But it was a lot of fun, you know, and... even though I look like a complete, I can't stand looking at myself on camera and I'm just sitting there like a dork, you know, but hey, it was cool and fun to see a lot of people who I've just known by name and from all over the country, primarily what we had, California and Florida was represented, a lot of snowbound folks, you know, up in Wisconsin, Minnesota. Let me see here, man. So, yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Let me look and see what's going on here, man. Excuse me. La, da, da, da. Elcott, the next step. Okay, here is this one here. Dave Lamont. Okay. All right, we're groovy. So, today being the 9th of January, we'll go back a year to the 9th of January last year. God knows what. I think we're probably, in terms of, you know, nailing the date, I think we're ahead of ourselves a little bit. 2022, right? God, man, 401 shows we did last year. That's like an all-time record. How can we do 401 shows when there's only 300 and... What? Think about that. Hold on for just a minute. Last year, in 2022, we did 401 shows. There's 365 days in the year. How is that fucking possible? I think because we're counting the classic shows and stuff. Okay, so January... this is dark, dark... months here in California. The weather's shitty, and I don't mind telling you, I miss Jackie. Just a bunch of stuff. Bob Green today with special guest, rival grocer Yak Bannerman. Is this a replay? Yes, it is, isn't it? Yak Bannerman. I think this is a replay from last year. I mean, from 2021. Let me see.
Hi, I'm Phil. The shirt that I'm wearing, by the way, this...
Yeah.
When I pointed to...
Oh, my God. Yak Bannerman. All right, so that's Friday. Let's see. Ted Bell is live on the street in front of Ted's in a dog costume. Did we do that one already? Or was that a replay? God, I don't remember, man. Let me see. Bobby and Steve Dooley. This was a replay week, I think. Let's just go down here to the other. Dr. Ralph Pono, where you come from, everyone else wipes up the rear. All right, I can dig it. Hold on. Everyone else wipes up the rear. Then we have Bob Green, Dozier debate. Dr. Jim Sadler leads a haunted house tour. Jay Santos warns football fans. Dr. Sadler leads a... I think I got that from Jackie. I think she took the kids, her son and his girlfriend, on a haunted house tour of
the Keister Muldoon moment.
The Keister Muldoon moment. Far out. Okay, I can dig it. All right, so we'll... On a ghost tour of St. Augustine. I don't know if you guys know this, those of you from around the country, but St. Augustine, Florida, has a legacy or a history or whatever the fuck of ghosts dating from the Spanish colonial period. And so it's quite a business. It's quite a business doing ghost tours. These tours, haunted, I don't know what the fuck they are, haunted castle tour. They have some... old Spanish fortress, what you call them? Old Spanish fortress, not encampments, but Jesus Christ, man, I'm forgetting words now, but you know what I'm saying. Structures of some kind, and those are said to be haunted. And there are other haunted places in St. Augustine. So if you go to St. Augustine, Florida, take advantage of the haunted bullshit that they do there, because apparently it's Jackie dug it, and she took the kids to see it, and they had a good time. It freaked them out. It was a freak-out moment for them. I'm not a big ghost. I don't really believe in ghosts. You can scare me, sure. You put me in a dark room or in a dark house, and there's nobody around and all that good shit. I suppose I will wet my pants just as fast as the next guy, but I'm not really a believer in ghosts per se. Let's see here. Every time I sit down to do the show here, especially when I'm doing a repurposing of a show or an encore show, I got to take a piss every fucking time, man. All right. Okay, so what's up here? What the fuck is this? Oh. Let me see. So that's that. Might as well get our classic show out of the way. And anyway, thank you all for joining me. And thank you to Jeff Baker. I can't thank him enough for putting that together. And when I say he put it together, it's basically Jeff was moderating the Zoom meeting because I couldn't do it all. You know, I would have looked like a big jackass and I would have everybody pissed off at me because I was missing people raising their hands and I would forget to mute people. Not really a Zoom moderator kind of a guy myself. All right, so when we look here at our classic, RBSB Classic show, this past weekend we did October 1999, right? So we are now into January of 2000. Am I right about that? Yeah, another January of 2001, man. Okay, I can do that. January 2000, let's see. Rockin' roll. So yeah, I'm kind of talking a little on the low side. It's not that I'm depressed. It isn't that I'm sick. It's that I'm saving my voice for a big session I have tomorrow. And the other thing about, you don't ever want to clear your throat too loudly. You know, that's another thing that actually injures vocal cords. When you do that whole big loud throat clearing thing, not good. What's the day tomorrow? The 9th? Okay. Well, I got here. Oh, here's Bobby talking about porn, a teacher at Western Estates. Buy my sperm, David Hall, an exceptional accomplished man, joins the program to offer his sperm to single lesbian women. Oh, my God. It's real tame stuff. Yes. All right, so we're good here. Let me download this. And here we go. Guys, it's Phil Henry for the world-famous Phil Henry Show website, encouraging you, exhorting you, applauding you, lifting you up and singing your praises to the heavens if you get a Backstage Pass subscription to our website. 55,000 plus hours of our radio show as well as our digital show should be encouragement enough. Under $10 a month, that should be encouragement enough. Under $7 a month, averaged out over the course of a year, that should also be encouragement enough. But I know it isn't enough. I know I have to get here every day in front of you, in front of this microphone, and plead with you, beg you, ask you. You're doing good, son. Ask you to get a Backstage Pass. I have to get here and beg you, plead with you. And I have to get here every day and I have to remind you of that because I know you get very busy. I know you're too busy out, for instance, buying your next quart of malt liquor. You're too busy going out, for instance, and street racing the car that you put thousands of dollars into just so you could beat some kid who's 10 years younger than you, who has the... Let's do this again. Friends, it's Phil Henry for the world-famous Phil Henry Show website, and in due course, I will tell you why I'm speaking at sort of a moderate tone here today. It does have to do with saving my voice for a very, very special piece of work that I'm going to be doing today. No big deal. It's just worth thousands and thousands of dollars, I lose out on all of it if I screw it up, so I don't want to mess up my throat, and I certainly don't want to mess it up talking to you people about the backstage. I'm only kidding. Of course, I value each and every one of you. Hi, it's Phil Henry for the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. And it occurred to me that the new year has brought us a new beginning, an opportunity to thank all of you who are BSPs. To thank all of you. Hi, guys, it's Phil.